Here is your Radio Theater Channel weekly podcast for download. The RTC still has the very best old-time radio on the live streaming. And if it's music you love, tune in to the RTC Music Channel, where this link and many others are on our website at oldtimeradiolisten.com. Now, here's Jim.
Welcome, everybody, to the RTC Weekly Download. I'm your host, Jim Dolan. Well, this week we're going to delve into some music, because music has always been a part of network radio. And we have a couple of programs here for you. First of all, show, that's going to be with Dinah Shore. And after that, we're going to visit with Francis Langford on the Francis Langford Show. Now get into your Model T, let's crank it up and go for the Ford Road Show.
This is the Ford Show, starring Dinah Shore with Peter Lynn Hayes and Robert Emmett Dolan and his orchestra. And our guest for tonight, Gene Kelly. All presented by the Ford Dealers and Lincoln Mercury Dealers of America. And here is Dinah Shore.
Way down among Brazilians, coffee beans grow by the billions. So they've got to find those extra cups to fill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil. You can't get cherry soda, cause they've got to sell their quota. And the way things are, I guess they never will. They've got a zillion tons of coffee in Brazil. No tea or tomato juice, you'll see. No potato juice, cause the planters down in Santos all say no, no, no. A politician's daughter was accused of drinking water and was fined a great big $50 bill. They've got an awful lot of coffee in Brazil.
No tea or tomato juice. Cause the planters down in Santos all say no,
no, no. So you'll add to the local color, drinking coffee with a crawler.
Dunkin' doesn't take a lot of skill.
They've got an awful lot of coffee.
An awful lot of coffee.
An awful lot of coffee in Brazil.
Friends, this is Dinah Shore, happy to welcome you to another Wednesday evening Ford Show. Still steadfast stands our orchestra leader, Robert Emmett, greatest of the Dolans. Our guest is a fellow who has gone to the top as fast as his wonderful dancing feet could carry him, Gene Kelly. And here, folks, is Peter Lynn Hayes.
Hello, Dinah.
Hi, Pete.
Boy, I still can't get over it.
Get over what?
What tackles, what blocking, what bone-crushing drives, what disregard for life and limb.
Peter, what are you... Oh, you're still talking about Army-Navy on Saturday.
No, I'm talking about Bullock's Wilshire today.
He trapped me. Boy, I'm going to have to buck that department store mob myself. You know, I got a problem in addition to Christmas. George and I are celebrating our anniversary tomorrow.
Well, happy days. What are you getting, Mr. Montgomery?
That's my problem. I don't know yet. Let's see now. The first anniversary calls for paper, and the next is glass. What is it when you get to the third anniversary?
In Hollywood, it's a miracle.
Oh, come on now, Pete. Really, I'm stuck. What can I get him? I'd like to get George something that he wouldn't ever, ever think of getting for himself.
Well, how about a half a dozen Joe Stafford records?
Well, I doubt if you could get George to switch singers. He remains loyal to Margaret Whiting. I see. What could I get him?
Well, has he got a... Oh, he probably has. How about a... He must have that. Say, what about getting him
out? That isn't practical.
No.
But you've given me some very good ideas.
Glad to help, Dinah. Say, you know, a lot of people have gift problems these days. It wouldn't hurt if we passed out a few hints.
Say, Pete, that's a very good idea.
Right. Ladies and gentlemen, as a public service, Dinah Shore and I will devote this portion of our evening to...
Helpful hints for Christmas shoppers, Peter.
Hello there, girl, oh, girls, you girls. For a gift that is different, why not give him a pair of new monogrammed socks? Monograms on socks are very attractive, and when he looks under a table, he will always know which feet are his.
Hello there, fellows. This year, if you want to get the girl of your heart a gift that's a bit different and yet practical and very useful, we suggest a simple sable coat.
Fellows, here's an interesting gift for the girl who likes to be seen in the best places. A midriff bathing suit.
Girls, if your boyfriend already has a fountain pen that writes underwater, you may be interested to know that the same company is now putting out a razor that shaves under ink.
And girls? Oh, girls, is he a man who was born with a silver spoon in his mouth? Then how about giving him a knife and fork to match?
And fellows, remember, perfume is always welcomed by her. For a different, lovely perfume, we suggest the new scent called Don't. Don't is exquisitely potent. The slogan on the bottle reads, when he smells Don't, he does.
And now, fellows, for that most difficult of gifts, what to get the girl who has everything, we suggest nothing. Yes, indeed. Say, you know, Dinah, it just occurred to me, your present for George is really all set. It's that song you're about to sing.
That's a lovely thought, Peter. For George, the anniversary waltz.
Oh, how we danced on the night we were wed. We vowed our true love, though a word wasn't said. The was in bloom, there were stars in the skies, except for the few that were there in your eyes. Tears I held you so close in my arms, angels were singing a hymn to your charms. Two hearts gently beating were murmuring low, my darling, I love you so.
When you're shopping these days, it's very difficult to get everything you want. But here's a suggestion on how to get not only everything you want, but more of it.
More of everything you want with mercury.
More of everything you want with mercury.
Yes, that's right. Mercury definitely gives you more of everything you want.
More beauty.
What sleek, graceful beauty. Flowing, low-slung lines. Colorful two-tone interiors. Mercury has a smart, modern look you like more every time you see it.
More pickup and go.
Mercury's always been famous for its lively pickup and power that makes driving anywhere more fun.
More comfort.
What a smooth, gliding, cradled ride. And you can stretch out and really relax in a Mercury. It's so roomy.
More economy.
Yes, for such a big car, Mercury costs amazingly little to operate. From every angle, you get more with Mercury. More beauty, more comfort, more performance, more economy. Stop in your neighborhood Lincoln and Mercury dealer. See for yourself why so many men and women are saying,
more of everything you want with Mercury.
More of everything you want with Mercury.
The boat rides, we take the moonlight on the lake, the way we danced and hummed our favorite song, the things we did last summer, I'll remember all winter long. The Midway and the fun, the Cupid dolls we won, the bell you rang to prove that you were strong. The things we did last summer, I remember all winter long. The early morning hike, the rented tandem bike, the lunches that we used to pack. We never could explain that sudden summer rain, the looks we got when we got back. The leaves began to fall like promises we made. How could a love that seemed so right go on? The things we did last summer,
our guest star tonight. There's very little I can say that you don't already know. He's a fellow whose dancing and acting have placed him among those who... Oh, I'm too close a friend of his to go on like this. After all, has anybody here not seen Kelly?
Hiya, Dinah.
Hello, Gene. Gee, I hope you didn't mind that informal introduction.
Oh, it's all right, Dinah.
Oh, you do mind. Gee, Gene, I'm
no,
sorry.
No, it's all right, Dinah. I didn't mind. Not at all. Of course, I bet you John's wife gets a bigger build-up from his other wife, but it's all right, Dinah.
Are you sure, Gene? Now, I can...
Of course it's all right. I didn't mind, but I bet Coca-Cola gets a bigger build-up in Brazil.
Oh, gee, Gina, I'm sorry. I'm convinced I was wrong. And to make up for it, I'm going to give you one of those super special guest star interviews that they do on the air.
No, forget it, Dinah, please.
No, Gina, I want to...
No, Dinah.
Yes, Gina.
No, Dinah.
Oh, well, all right then. We won't.
Well, if you insist.
Okay, then, here we go. Big star type interview. Well, if it isn't that star of stage and screen, Mr. Gene Kelly. Applause.
Thank you, Miss Shaw. Thank you. Hello, all my devoted fans out there.
Hello, Mr. Kelly. Now tell us, Mr. Kelly, how are you? How here you are dancing in so many, many pictures and acting so magnificently. How do you account for your great and versatile ability?
Well, Diane, I'm not conceited. I believe the true credit must go to the Breakfast of Champions.
That's wonderful of you, Gene, but most stars usually forget their old serials. Tell me, by the way, Mr. Kelly, tell me about your next production. What kind of picture is it?
Moving.
Oh, yes, I see. I understand the leading lady is Marie McDonald.
Hey, wait a minute.
Just a moment, Marie McDonald. Break up this interview. This I must hear about.
Hey, what's with you, Peter?
Oh, Pete's evidently heard that Marie is known as the body.
Yes, indeed. Sure, everyone calls her the body. Say, Gene, tell me, why do they?
Peter, you're joking, of course. You know why they call her the body.
Sure, but I love to hear it again.
Really sensational, huh, Gene?
Well, the way I feel about Peter, it's this, Peter. After making a picture with Sinatra, it's a pleasure to be working with any kind of a body.
Hey, Frankie, hey, I'm only kidding, hey.
You know, really, Frank's a fine actor.
I know, I understand he almost got the title role in The Razor's Edge.
Hey, Frankie, hey, we're still kidding, hey. Gene, you know, I'll never forget you and Frank in Anchors Away, especially that wonderful dance you did with the mouse.
Yeah.
Hey, Gene, that little mouse was really cute.
Say, Peter, you sound just like him. Oh, that little mouse had me worried for a while. You know, the studio kept asking me to make another picture with him. And for a while, it looked like they were going to make a team out of us. Instead of Astaire and Rogers, it was going to be Kelly and the mouse.
Oh, Gene, come on now. You can't...
Listen, Dinah, you think I'm kidding, but I got the fright of my life when I found out they were thinking of making a musical version of Mice and Men.
With the mouse getting top billing, too. Say, listen, Gene, I think the dance was a wonderful idea. Who thought of it?
Well, Dinah, the idea came from a true story. And that's another reason I was afraid of getting too involved with that mouse. Now, if you're interested, there's a real yarn here. It all started with a pair of vaudeville hoofers. Gather round, kiddies, and listen to the story of the hoofers and the mouse. Hiya, folks. You probably don't remember me. Well, me and a wife done a vaudeville dance act for years. Gene and Dinah, the hoofers. 10 minutes of devastating wit and terpsichore. Ah, great act. Well, it wasn't bad.
Hey, Dinah.
Yes, Gene?
You know it feels like circus weather?
Well, why does it feel like circus weather?
Because the heat's intense. Say, Dinah.
Yes, Gene?
You know how to get down from an elephant?
No, Gene. How do you get down from an elephant?
You can't get down from an elephant. You have to get down from a duck.
Well, it wasn't no Shakespeare, but Dinah and me was in love. And after the act, we would walk arm in arm to our dressing room.
Now, you listen to me, you road company Gene Kelly. If you step on my foot once more during that last routine, I'll fracture you.
My dear Miss Two Left Feet, it is not no fault of mine if you dance like you was pressing out grapes.
Wait!
I got all the talent in this act. Who does everybody look at on a stage? Me.
You.
Me. They watch me.
You. They keep their eyes on me, not you.
Oh, yeah? Who gets hit with more eggs?
Ah, look, Gene. You know, the only reason we're fighting is because starting tonight, we're out of work again.
Yeah, and we're busted. We ain't going to eat for a while, and we got all...
Help! Help!
Hey, what's the matter?
Look! Look, a mouse! A mouse in our dressing room!
Good. Ask him, can he let us have a piece of cheese till next Tuesday?
Oh, get him away, quick!
What's wrong with you? It's only a little mouse.
Sure. Hey, I'm only a harmless little mouse.
You see, he says so himself. He's only...
Hey, that mouse talked.
Yeah, that mouse talked. A mouse talking in a dressing room.
What's the matter? You people superstitious?
Well, I'll be ding-dang, blinkety-blank.
Careful with that language, bud. I'm an ex-church mouse.
Look, mouse. How can a mouse talk? I never seen a mouse that could talk.
Well, after all, bud, how many mice do you know? Hey, by the way, permit me to introduce myself. My name's Peter.
How do you do? Gee, can all mice talk?
Only the ones in my family. You see, Grandma eloped with a guinea pig from Harvard.
A mouse talk. A rodent.
Hey, now look, I got a proposition for you two. I'd like to join your act. Hmm? I've dabbled in show business. I did one picture.
What picture?
The Mouse on 92nd Street. Now, about joining your act, I can help you, you see. I dance a little and,
Well, he joins us. We doll him up in a little full-dress suit and teach him to sing a song we write for him called Top Hat, White Cheese, and Tails. Well, finally we're ready to open. So he puts him on a little platform on the stage, get him up there, and go into our act. First, I do a fast step. Then Dinah does a step. Then Petey the Mouse. He was still pretty clumsy. Well, we finished the act to a pretty big hand, and the next day...
Hey, Gene, look. The act is reviewed in Variety.
Quick, read it. If Variety likes us, we're in.
Okay, let me see now. New act review. Gene, Dinah, and Petey. Male dancer, female dancer, and mouse. This act in its opening yesterday did only fair. Gene and Dinah did pretty well, but Mouse needs more rehearsal. Signed, Abel.
That's tough.
Ah, relax, Gene. Don't let him scare you. What are you, a mouse or a man?
Well, Variety was a ronerous because in 30 days, Petey the Mouse was a smash hit. You know, this is the year of the yearling. Well, that was the month of the mouseling. Well, Petey was a sensational hit, and of course, it begins to go to his head. He gets pretty cocky. I remember one day in a hotel in Cleveland when he gets on the phone.
Ah! There! Hello, operator! Operator! Give me the manager! Hello, manager! There's a man in my room!
Yeah, Petey was changing, all right. He wasn't no mousy little mouse no more. He was getting his picture in the papers. Life writes him up. He poses for an ad as Mouse of Distinction. And then one day...
Hey, Gene! Gene, I got something to tell you.
What's wrong?
Gene, Petey the Mouse has walked out.
Huh?
On the... Yeah, he's gone off and left us flat.
How do you like that? Petey the Mouse. A louse. Didn't he at least leave a note?
Ah, don't be silly. Who ever heard of a mouse that could write?
After all we did for that mouse, the rat. And us picking him out of a hole in a wall. Well, we try to find him. We call the police and all the exterminators. But no use. He disappeared. Then, one day, we found out. Petey had gone to Hollywood. He was rich and famous, and he still is.
And I'm here to vouch for that. Petey has eaten a lot, he's put on a lot of weight, got big and fat...
And they got him a toupee.
A great big toupee. A big blonde one. Gene, I bet people would like to know who Petey turned out to be.
Well, folks, Petey the Mouse today is none other than... Well, this may come as a shock to you. But sometime, take a look at Lassie with his hair off.
To get back to the subject of human beings, here's a lovely song lots of people have been asking us to do again, just as we did it on our latest Columbia release.
You'll always be the one I love. Every hour, every day, every year. You'll always be the one I love. Through each smile, through each sigh, through each tear. My heart will feel the same old glow, even though the stars may fade from above. I promise there will be no other arms for me. You'll always be the one I love. The same old glow, even though the stars may fade from above. I promise there will be no other arms for me. You'll always be the one I love.
And now we take you to New York, where the noted editor and commentator, Mr. Henry LaCassette, is waiting to speak to you. Okay, New York and Mr. LaCassette. Thank you, Mr. LaCassette. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-ay. My, oh my, what a wonderful day. Plenty of sunshine heading my way. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-ay. Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder. It's the truth, it's actual. Everything is satisfactory. Zippity-doo-da, zippity-ay. Wonderful feeling, wonderful day.
Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder. It's the truth, it's actual.
Everything is satisfaction. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay.
Wonderful feeling, wonderful day.
My, oh my, what a wonderful day.
Plenty of sunshine is heading our way.
Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Mr. Bluebird on my shoulder. It's the truth,
it's actual.
Everything is satisfactory. Zippity-doo-dah, zippity-ay. Wonderful feeling.
Zippity-doo-dah.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back again next Wednesday evening, and our guest will be Mr. Show Business himself, the mighty Eddie Cantor. The moon descends, and so to bed.
Gene Kelly appeared through the courtesy of Metro-Goldwyn-Mayer, producers of the Technicolor Picture, The Yearling. Be with us again next Wednesday night when the Ford dealers and Lincoln Mercury dealers of America again bring you Dinah Shore with Peter Lynn Hayes and Robert Emmett Dolan and his orchestra. Our guest will be Eddie Cantor. More than 1 million young Americans have volunteered for our new regular army since last fall. This is a great record, but we must better it since nearly half of the men now in service will be discharged during the coming year. Now this new regular army which America is building is a compact, carefully chosen force of skilled technicians. But young men who seek to enter the army today must have brains and ability. You must be capable of leadership. You must be all this because the stakes are high in the task before you. The maintenance of the peace and security for which thousands of other young Americans have already died. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System.
Now let's drop in for a little Dinah Shore Extra with Bing Crosby.
But that's enough of that. The old command performance observation squadrons have checked all pubs between Aberdeen and Liverpool, and reconnaissance indicates that British Army Week, or any week, there's one girl who'd be welcome at everybody's dart game. So for the RAF personnel in West Africa, for the whole crowd on Malta, for England's great girls in khaki and Air Force blue, for Tony Lamb in Brighton, Sussex, and Montgomery's magnificent men in North Africa, here's Moonlight Becomes You, sung by your worldwide sweetheart, Dinah Shore.
Moonlight becomes you. It goes with your hair. You certainly know the right thing to wear. becomes you. I'm thrilled at the sight, and I could get so romantic tonight. You're all dressed up to go dreaming. Now don't tell me I'm wrong. Mind if I tag along? If I say I love you, I want you to know it's not just because there's moonlight, although moonlight becomes you so. Becomes you so.
Well, Dinah.
Thank you.
That was really great, Dinah. And honey, you know, of course, that that's British Army Week.
Well, sure.
And you know that one of their top marching songs over there is Tipperary. And Dinah, our big Air Force's orchestra has cooked up a special arrangement of Tipperary as it was sung over 25 years ago. And as we might sing it today. How about doing it?
Well, sure, but Bob, it really ought to be a duet.
And don't think it isn't. Fellas, your own Tipperary, a la 1918 and 1943, sung by Dinah Shore and the little round man who sings, Bing Crosby.
It's a long way to Tipperary, it's a long way to go. It's a long way to Tipperary, to the sweetest girl I know. Goodbye, Piccadilly.
Town like Tipperary in the old USA. There's a hometown like Tipperary for each Yankee on his way. Oh, away out in California, Texas or Times Square, there's an old hometown like Tipperary, and we salute you from there.
Thank you, Bing and Dinah.
Good evening, friends. This is Frances Langford, and once again, it's Maxwell House Coffee Time. May we come in?
Yeah.
It's Maxwell House Coffee Time, brought to you each week by Maxwell House, the coffee that's bought and enjoyed by more people than any other brand of coffee in the world at any price. So have another cup of coffee and listen to 30 minutes of words and music and reminiscence. The voice of Eloise, the Maxwell House Orchestra and Choir, under the baton of Carmen Dragon, this is Toby Reed, and your hostess is Frances Langford.
Oh, it's a good day for singing a song, and it's a good day for moving along. Yes, it's a good day. How could anything go wrong? A good day from morning till night. Yes, it's a good day for shining your shoes, and it's a good day for losing the blues. Everything to gain and nothing to lose, 'cause it's a good day from morning till night. I said to the sun, good morning, sun, rise and shine today. You know you've got to get going if you want to make a showing. And you know you've got the right of way, 'cause it's a good day for paying your bills, and it's a good day for curing your ills. So take a deep breath and throw away your pills, 'cause it's a good day from morning till night. A good day from morning till night. It's a good day from morning to night.
Thank you very much. This half hour is a program for you, the 130 million Americans who make up the friendliest country on earth. 130 million neighbors spread out north and south, east and west from the Lincoln Highway. You who hear songs and remember them and make them hits. You who are proud of that country and your own special part of it and love to sing about it. You know what I mean, don't you? Songs like California, Here I Come, I Got a Gal in Kalamazoo, Deep in the Heart of Texas.
Frances, how about this one?
Oh, yes, Carolina in the Morning. A lovely place to sing about. You know about mornings in Carolina, don't you? How the sun stretches and yawns his way up into the universe. How the trees busily preen themselves and twitch their leaves into place. How the flowers and the grasses do their calisthenics in the morning breezes. You walk along, you take a deep breath, and you can't help thinking, nothing could be finer than this, nothing in the world.
Strolling with his girlie when the dew is pearly early in the morning. Butterflies all flutter up and kiss each little buttercup at dawning.
If I had Aladdin's lamp for only a day, I'd make a wish, and here's what I'd say.
Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning.
Carolina in the Morning. Ever wonder how a hit tune like this one gets born? That's right, it starts at the piano, usually with the composer just fooling around, trying a tune this way and that, until he picks out a very grand melody indeed. Then he sets the melody in a suitable key, not too high and not too low, just right for most of us to sing. And next he harmonizes it with chords and interesting musical devices. And just like that, he's got Carolina in the Morning, a tune the whole country takes to its heart. Now, as you can see, behind every step in the composition of a song is the hand of a master skillfully blending various qualities to bring you listening enjoyment. And so, too, behind each step in the making of Maxwell House Coffee is the skill of master craftsmen. Blending premium Latin American coffees to bring you that famous good-to-the-last-drop flavor. Our experts choose Manizales for mellowness, Medellin's for richness. Other choice coffees for vigor. and Booker Among Us for Full Body. And the result? Coffee at the very peak of perfection. So good, it's bought and enjoyed by more people than any other brand of coffee in the world. So friends, why not enjoy great coffee at its flavor peak? You can for just a fraction of a penny more per cup than the cheapest coffee sold. Just say, Maxwell House, always good to the last drop.
Nothing could be finer than to be in Carolina in the morning.
Remember 1931, Toby?
Do I remember 1931? I'll say I do, Francis.
What was going on the American scene?
Well, there was a depression, and there were fires, floods, droughts, and prohibition.
Bad year, huh?
It was an interesting year. Gandhi was in and out of jail. Theodore Dreiser slapped Sinclair Lewis. A 19-year-old Persian cat died in Los Angeles.
They frequently do at that age.
This cat was a cat of property. She had inherited a home and a $15,000 trust fund. Ah, 1931 was an interesting year, all right. It was the year Edison died. The year the George Washington Bridge opened. And Edward G. Robinson became Little Caesar. The gals were wearing mesh stockings and empress hats. And the guys were wearing shirts, ties, and suits. They both liked Amos and Andy and Rudy Valley and Janet Gaynor. And they loved this certain lady. Remember?
Lady of Spain, I adore you. Right from the night I first saw you.
Sentimental people, so naturally love songs play a mighty big part in the American scene. This love song that you're about to hear is for you who are young in heart or young in memory. It's for the Bobby Soxers who danced to it last night and again today. It's for their elders who will hear it and reach out for someone's hand. In other words, it's for you if you're ready for your first love or if you have found your last. And here is our very lovely star, Frances Langford, to sing.
I'll close my eyes to everyone but you, and when I do, I'll see you standing there. I'll lock my heart. Never say yes to a new love affair. I'll close my eyes to everything that's gay. If you're not there to
share each lovely day. And through the years, those moments when we're apart, I'll close my eyes and see you with my heart.
Many things. It's the street you live on, the places you remember, the things you dream about. It's the things you laugh over and sometimes cry over. It's the things you like to do.
That's right, like taking your girl dancing or to the movies or to a baseball game.
Oh, brother, those baseball games. The boyfriend calls you up. He's the light of your eyes, so naturally you say, "Thank you so much, Toby. I just love to go to the baseball game." No, really, I was just saying to Dad last night, I was saying it's been simply ages since I've seen a good old baseball game. I'm the outdoor type, you know. Okay, see you at 2. So long.
Was that Toby, Francis?
Himself, Mother. I've got to get downtown right away before the stores close. I have to have a new dress.
A new dress for a baseball game?
Of course. You don't think I can just go in any old rag, do you? Did Pop ever take you to a baseball game?
Well, he did once. But once is about as often as a man ever takes a woman to a baseball game.
Do you think it means anything? You know, anything special? After all, a guy doesn't just ask anybody to go to a game, does he?
No, I don't think so.
I'd better have a new hat, too. The whole thing becomes a big production. You get a new dress and a new hat and a new pair of shoes with high platforms. You spend hours getting ready, and you're ready right on the dot of 2.
At 2 o'clock, you pull up in front of her house. You've got on your oldest clothes and a baseball cap you stole from your kid brother. She opens the door.
Hello, Toby.
And you nearly fall flat on your face. Hey, what are you all dressed up for?
The baseball game. Like me?
Honey, I'm crazy about you, but that hat. You aren't going to the ball game in that hat.
What's the matter with the hat?
Well, nothing. It's just too busy being a hat.
But, Toby, I bought it just for you.
You look at her standing there, and a great big tear rolls out of her eye and down her face. And you're sunk. You feel like a heel.
I'll take the hat off.
No, honey. You wear it. Oh, it looks beautiful. Why, that hat's a knockout. You know, I've never seen anything like it in my life.
I'll save it for some other time. After looking at yours, I can see it's not quite the thing for a baseball game.
You think to yourself, now that's a girl. And you make up your mind that you'll like that hat when she does wear it, if it kills you. So you start off.
Toby, you put my lipstick and compact in your pocket, will you? There isn't room in my purse.
All right, come on, we've got to get out there.
My comb, too. Gosh, it's nice that men have lots of pockets.
So you start out, weighted down. You think to yourself, just give me patience and I'll never do it again. Just see me through this thing and I swear I'll never ask her to another ball game as long as I live. So you finally get underway.
You're awfully quiet, Toby. What are you thinking about?
Boy, I hope someone hits a homer today.
I hope so, too. Speaking of homes, have you seen those cute little GI houses over in the valley?
If you're a vet, you can get one, and you being a vet and all, I thought maybe...
Lamb's pitching, and with luck, he might hit a homer himself.
You think to yourself, maybe I'll do better at the game. After all, he won't have to think about driving then.
You have to park several blocks from the ballpark because you're late. You walk along through the dust, and you kick it up in dry, exciting little spurts because you feel so doggone good. You can hear the roar from the stands gradually coming closer. And that wonderful smell of hot dogs and popcorn.
The dust gets in your nose and your throat. You can feel your hair go limp and your mascara begin to melt as you walk deeper and deeper into the sticky summer smell of hot dogs and popcorn. You look at the character on your left, grinning as he scuffs along, and you think, but for you, I could be at home in a cool hammock with a book.
You look at her and you think, she's loving every minute of this. I'm sorry, I thought I might not bring her next week. I'll bring her every week. You climb up into the stands. The game is just starting.
You climb across thousands of people to get to your seats. And you sit down, and you think he'll sit down, and now we'll have a chance to talk. That's what you think.
Hit it, you dope! Smack it over the fence! Don't let him worry you! Sock it, baby! Sock it! Hey! Now there's a real hit! Run to Uncle Rich, you live it! Attaboy, run! Burn up that dust! Go on! Keep going! Run, 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 run! Throw those bones forward! Attaboy! Slide forward! Yowie! He made it! Francis! Francis, he made it!
Good for him. Toby, do you like my hair better up or down?
Don't you understand? Hogue just made a home run. Boy, did he burn up that diamond.
Diamond?
Francis, don't you even know what a diamond is?
Of course I know what a diamond is. Jimmy gave Ann a perfectly beautiful diamond when they were engaged. A solitaire. I love solitaires, don't you?
You give up trying to explain the game. You figure she's never going to understand, so why exasperate yourself? But you forget all about her in a few minutes anyhow.
You sit there. You know he's forgotten all about you, but you don't care. You look at him jumping up and down and screaming with the rest of the fellas around him, and you think, they're all kids at heart, and it's sort of nice that they never completely grow up. And you look around at the stadium full of people, all staring with agonized concentration at the ball players, and you think, it's nice to be here, to share the excitement and the fun. And you wonder why you didn't like the smell of the hot dogs and the popcorn before, because they smell wonderful. And suddenly the guy that brought you turns around, and he says the most beautiful thing in the world to you.
Francis, would you like a hot dog?
Thank you so much, Toby. I'd love one.
Oh, baby, you're terrific. How do you like the game?
I love it.
Would you like to come again next week?
I certainly would.
I thought you'd like it. You know, the minute I first saw you, I said, now there's the kind of a girl a fella could take any place, even to a baseball game. I've seen those GI houses. They're terrific, Francis. And they've got room in the back for the kids to play baseball.
Oh, Toby.
Ah, there's nothing like a baseball game in the whole world.
No, nothing like it in the whole world. Nothing so gay, so wonderful, so downright American as two kids sitting in the bleachers, learning about sport and fair play, and people in general, themselves in particular, in America on a summer afternoon.
For it's fun to be thanked for a
take me out to the ball game. You know, Francis, all this talk about baseball helps me make a point about Maxwell House Coffee.
I get it, Toby. Baseball and Maxwell House, over the years, both have become a mighty real part of the American scene.
Right, Francis. Just as baseball is our national game, so coffee is our national drink. And it's a fact worth remembering that today, more people buy and enjoy Maxwell House than any other brand of coffee at any price. It's Maxwell House wherever you go. Flavor explains this popularity story, that good-to-the-last-drop Maxwell House flavor that results from the skillful blending of choice Latin American coffees, radiant-roasted to perfection itself. Yet with all this extra flavor and goodness, remember, Maxwell House costs but a fraction of a penny more per cup than the cheapest coffee sold. You get so much more for so little more. No wonder with more than 1,000 coffee brands to choose from, the nation's favorite coffee brand is Maxwell House, always good to the last drop.
Certainly Broadway is a part of the American scene. Color, drama, lights, activity.
crowds milling up and down. Hot dogs, gardenias, newsboys, and restaurants. Carnival and Great White Way. Honky-tonks, movies, peddlers, Bobby saucers, and stars. Street of heartbreak, street of triumph. Broadway, land of make-believe. Hits and flops, raspberries and accolades, kisses and applause. Among the bright and glittering hits this year is the whimsical, rollicking story of a leprechaun and his magic, Finian's Rainbow. Carmen Dragon, who knows a little about magic himself, waves his baton, and with the help of the beautiful voice of Eloise and our choir, we take you to Broadway and Finian's Rainbow.
If this isn't love, the whole world is crazy. If this isn't love, I'm daft as a daisy. The moon's all around, and cows jumping over. There's something amiss, and I'll eat my hat if this isn't love. I'm feeling like the apple on top of William Tell. With this, I cannot grapple. Because you're so adorable. If this isn't love, then winter is summer. If this isn't love, my heart needs a plumber. I'm swinging on stars, I'm riding on rainbows. Kiss your hand if this isn't love. Oh, home and baby, if this isn't
with a twinkling eye come whistling by, and does he walk away sad and dreamy there, not to see me there?
each weeping willow, and each brook along the way, and each lad that comes a whistling to Raleigh.
That's the time things will come your way. On that great, great come and get a day.
My gown will be,
a calico gown.
My shoes will dance, all over the town. Cause word has come from Gabriel's hall.
Be your feet, oh, your plow is a button, and now it's yours. Glory time's
coming for to stay. On that great, great, come and get it, great, 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 great.
Inviting you to be with us again next week at Maxwell House Coffee Time. We'll have more words and music for you, so we hope you'll join us over your Maxwell House coffee cups. And now for Toby Reed, Eloise, Carmen Dragon, the orchestra, the choir, and myself, good night.
Until next Thursday, good night and good luck from the makers of Maxwell House, America's number one preferred brand of coffee. Always good to the last drop.
Breakfast been an awful shamble? Why the scramble? Get instant Maxwell House. It's instant, it's new, it's good to the last drop, too. Yes, trust Maxwell House to make a better instant coffee. True coffee flavor, true coffee aroma, because it's all coffee made from America's favorite, the famous Maxwell House blend. Thrifty, too. A jar of instant Maxwell House makes fully as much as a pound of regular coffee. Say instant Maxwell House. For coffee that's instantly good to the last drop.
This is NBC, the National Broadcasting Company.
That's it for this week. We'll be back next week with more old-time radio. I hope you can join us then. Till then, this is Jim Dolan, thanking you for listening.